the Gulf of Siam. That's where A.J. Lehen is at the moment. And I want to read some poetry from the country of Estonia, which is by the sea, I suppose that links it together. This is from a collection called Through the Forest by Jan Kaplinsky. Yeah, it's another bit of this Estonian poet that I admire so much, and that I think is a very special gift. And also, I'm particularly mentioning him because he's going to be in the west of Ireland next week. So here we go, Through the Forest. I have sometimes wanted to escape, to go away without anyone seeing or knowing. As in childhood when I crept under the blanket in the big bed and pretended to be a badger or a fox, or sat quiet in the wardrobe and imagined that no one would come ever find me, that I was lost forever but existed all the same. So I have attempted at once to exist and not exist, which perhaps we all want, but which it seems very few of us are able to do. We want to exist, but without bearing the burden of existence, to be disembodied and carefree, to see, but remain unseen, to hear, but remain unheard, to fly with the wind and pass through walls and rocks. Since we cannot do it ourselves, we have let the characters in fairy tales exist non-existently instead. Wow, I think that's as good a little summary of what A.J. Lehen is dealing with in The Pursuit of Everything. Let me go on and read a little bit more. This is the next poem in the collection, Through the Forest. Sometimes this does not help. Sometimes it is necessary to go to the forest or the sea or even the shed loft or the old sauna. I go to the forest. But I also want to write about all I do and see. I know that I shall return. My escape is a ritual. It is suicide in a doubly metaphorical sense. I put a small black notebook and a ballpoint pen in my jacket pocket. I think I have two possibilities. At the one extreme, to write about everything, which would mean I had no time for anything but writing. Then two, there would hardly be anything to write about. Or to write about nothing at all, which offers opportunities to do everything without hindrance. Writing gets in the way of living and walking. I must make a compromise. I walk and look. If I see something significant, then after a moment, I stop and write. He goes on. I open the gate. The post is rotten and wobbles. There is no one in sight. Tia and Olomal are weeding the strawberry patch in the garden. I am on the road. The dandelions on the bank have flowered and are waiting for the wind before they can make their parachute landings. Further down by the bog, they are still flowering. Dandelions know their time wonderfully well. Perhaps they will inherit the earth after us and before the forest. I come to a bend in the road. There is a big birch tree around whose roots the earth is so parched that only thin grass and a couple of tiny pine trees grow there, and juniper, which roe, elk, hares attack in winter. Okay, that's enough for now, AJ. It's a real treat, I think. I hope you love it as much as I do. Good night from Cork.